In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first reading today speaks of the great joy of the people of Israel returning to their homeland after 70 years of exile in Babylon. It was not just the joy of any refugee returning to their home, although, of course, that was a big part of it. It was the joy of having their covenant with Almighty God restored to them. It was receiving a definite, concrete sign that they were still God's chosen people, which made their hearts so joyful when they heard that they could return to Jerusalem. And this image of the joy of people returning to their homeland, returning to the land, the home promised to them, is used again and again in the New Testament by St. Paul and other writers, and is also used by many Christian saints as a sign of the Christian soul's joy of being promised heaven. Our promised land is not one territory here on earth. It's not a home we can build for ourselves. Our promised land, our true home, the home that we should be homesick for, is heaven, built for us by Almighty God. But the difficulty, as should be very obvious to us right away, is how can we be homesick for a home that we don't know? How can something that is totally unfamiliar to us stir within us the longing to be there? This was a problem that even the apostles realized. St. Thomas, in another passage in the Gospel of St. John, asks our Lord, "Lord, we don't know where we're going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus answers him, "Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life." That answer applies to us as well. If we want to know what heaven is like, if we want to know the place that we are meant to be, the place to which God calls us, then the best way to discover what heaven is really like is to look at Jesus. And above all, to look at him in the sacred scriptures. In these weeks, especially in the church's year, the scriptures that she presents to us at Holy Mass, especially as we get close to the days of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday, are very rich in the picture that they paint for us of who Jesus Christ is, the eternal Son of God and fully man as well. In the scriptures, we can see that truly there is no one else like our Lord. As it says of him, as the Roman soldiers say of him, "No one ever spoke like this man." Of course, they didn't know yet that he was not just a man, but the eternal Word of God. And so that his words both convicted of sin, he was a light that shone so brightly the darkness realized it was dark, but it was also a light that kindled other lights in the hearts of those who heard him. And so I recommend to each of you that as we approach the great feast of Easter, to take your missals before Mass, either, you know, your hardback copies of the readings that you have, or to find them online. A simple Google search will bring up the readings for this Easter, Good Friday, Palm Sunday, and so on. And to take some time to read them by yourselves, to read them prayerfully, carefully, attentively, and see the picture of our Lord that emerges. Encounter him, perhaps in a brand new way, so that when you come to Holy Mass and hear these readings proclaimed, you will see even more deeply who it is who is speaking to you. Because Jesus is alive in the Scriptures, but he wants, above all, to be alive in our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.